Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about analyzing karma and taking calls for on-air readings. So welcome to the show. And callers that are in the queue, I think we're going to take calls first. Just want to let everybody know that we love it when you join us on Facebook, follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Please do that. Our call-in number 914-338-0164. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1. Anything else, Neil?
No,
back good. On our regular schedule. So that's what we are doing. So 954 is first, then 908, and then we'll get into our topic. Hi there, 954. You're on the air.
Hi, Neil and Kristen. This is Valerie.
Oh, Valerie. Hi.
Hi, and I hope you had a good weekend, good long weekend and celebration.
Yes. Yes, you too.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, because I'm sure you're all very familiar with Neil's validations, that a lot of them all are amazing. But for anybody that's listening or will listen, I just thought I was blown away when I called in on Wednesday, and I had asked to speak with someone on the other side, and Neil connected with my grandmother. And he had just was coming up with symbols that came to mind, and the first thing he said was a pineapple. And I was like, okay.
Which you weren't connecting and with at the time, right? I mean, it was
No. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you always, sometimes I listen, and I'm like, because I find things that he says amazing to other people, and then I call him like, well, all right, maybe didn't make such a great connection, whatever, I don't know, you don't know what goes through your mind, so I'm like, okay, I'll think about it, whatever, and he said, certainly said some other things, but shortly after I got off the call, I don't know, it just popped into my head that my grandmother, she had lived in an assisted living before she passed, and there was a little gift shop, and I think I had just moved into our home here in Florida, and so she sent a couple of things from the gift shop, and one of them was a little embroidered hanging, a little something that I keep on my closet door in my spare room. It says, welcome, make yourself at home, but it distinctly has a pineapple embroidered
right.
into it. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Right. And I think, can I back up, Valerie? Because I think that what had happened is there was someone else you wanted to come in, but who actually came in was Anne. Was it Anne, your grandmother?
Yes.
So, and I think, Neil, didn't you say her name? You said I'm getting an Anne. So he'd gotten her name, but you were a little confused about the pineapple reference, which later appeared in your closet, a gift she'd given you.
All the sense in the world. Oh, yeah, and he had said about a picture of her, my grandmother's picture. And do I have a picture of her in my closet or a picture? And I said, yes, I have a picture of her in my closet. And I took her out because it was another story. Displayed in my room. But it's just all, you know, sometimes it's very hard to explain all the connections. But holy cow. I mean, it's just when it happens, it's like, wow.
Right. And you had emailed. You had emailed last week, so I asked
you to call
the show to tell Neil. Well, that was, I mean, I was stunned, you know, and it happens so frequently, but sometimes it's just the validations do get very eerie. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is, I mean, it was an obscure lesson. And then
another day at the office for Neil. No.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to share that picture on Facebook. I won't put your last name or your name or anything.
Oh, I don't care. Sure.
Anyway, Neil.
Yeah, well, thank you, Valerie, for calling and confirming that. That was nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate
it. And I just wanted to say, you had said sometimes, and I've heard this from certainly other psychics, and they used to say, don't request to connect with one person because whoever comes in. But the day after we spoke, I heard from my friend's sister who said that her mom has been struggling with health issues and had just been diagnosed with ALS. So certainly there's reasons for her to be around her family at this time and not be visiting me.
Yes, I see what you're saying, but because they're not, you know, in the human body, you can be in more than one place at one time. So, there was obviously, I think there was an important message that your grandmother had, and that's why she came in that day, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Valerie, so much for calling and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes. And I certainly don't want to, there's certainly people that need help and that you give amazing help to, so I don't want to take up a lot of time.
Oh, no, no problem. Is there any questions today, though, before we go on?
No, I think I'm good right now.
Okay. Thank you, Valerie, so much.
Thank you again, Neil.
Take care.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll stay on the line listening, though.
Of course, yeah.
Would. Okay,
no
great.
Problem.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice of her. It's nice when people, you know, Valerie's been a listener since the beginning, so it's nice to have her still connected to the show, and giving that feedback is always helpful.
Yes, and that was nice that the grandmother was able to get through and relay that message and make that connection. You know, it's nice to know that when people have crossed over that there are those souls, spirits that do pay visits and do stay around us at times. And it's just confirming and reassuring that when they are able to get through and make a message like that, us human beings are left on the planet. We know that there's something over there.
Well, yeah. And I think probably the most important message we can take from this is that Valerie needs to start using pineapple in her cooking.
Yeah. And to come out of the closet.
She's going to have to defend herself on that one. Yeah. She's going to have to call back. Okay. 908. Hello.
Hi. It's Eva. How are you? I'm so excited
to
be back.
I recognize your phone number after all this time. Can you believe it?
That is so funny. Thank you.
Okay, I know you're 25/7. I want to see if I can remember. Are you 10/17, 64, 62?
60.
But it's 10/17?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I remembered. Yay. Okay.
Yay.
25 equals 7. Well, it was so nice to hear from you last week. So thank you for that. And I'm glad that you were able to connect with us today. So, the floor is yours.
Exciting. I have a question. Struggling with a lot of different physical things. I feel like I'm in a domino effect of horrificness. So I'm just looking for a little insight into that and what's the best way for me to try to clear and heal.
Okay. And just to let you know, Eva, you're cutting out a little bit when you talk. So make sure that you're talking right into the receiver. If you're on speakerphone, it's probably better if you aren't on speakerphone.
I'm on a headset. Can you hear me better now?
That's a little bit better. Headsets, like, somehow don't mix with this format. But yeah, that's better.
Okay.
So you're going to be 57?
Correct.
Correct. 57. You're 56 right now. So what is she on?
I'm not sure what the question is.
So she's on a multiple right now of 8. Her 8th cycle of 7.
Yeah.
56. She's 56. Mm-hmm. She's asking about health problems. She's been having some health problems. Should we have her be more specific, or do you want to just kind of?
Well, she's having health problems. I mean, the element of when we get into an area of health problems, sometimes something that happens in one part of the body manifests in another part of the body. But I'm right now, Eva, I'm getting wherever this centralized location is, I am getting some problem between the chest and the throat. I'm not sure if there was, pertaining to you or to anyone else in your family, if there was heart problems, first of all, or asthma or breathing problems. Now, this may not pertain to your particular health issue at hand, but I would like to know that first, if I could.
I actually had open heart surgery last year.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I had an aortic aneurysm. Yeah.
Okay, so the impact of the open heart surgery was which I nor Kristen was aware of.
We did not know that. Gosh, that's major. Really sorry that you had to go through that.
Open heart surgery.
Thanks.
So we're getting that feeling in the Kristen was also getting it. We're getting that feeling in the reading, and that's where the energy was. I wasn't certain exactly the clear definition of it, but you've made it clear to us. So that situation, I think, Eva, that from this point where we're speaking to 8 months going forward in time, there's going to be a little bit of problem and body readjustment. Now, I don't know if your immediate problems are concerning that surgery, but what I'm getting right now is you're going to go through some difficulties in the next 8 months, but these difficulties are not about anything fatal. They aren't there to kill you or take you off the planet or anything. It's a matter of body readjustment. Now, the way to maybe help manage this is environmental readjustment, meaning that there's got to be some security in your environment. Sometimes when we have a lack of security in our bodies, sometimes it overflows into our environmental setting and things start to go awry and there are just problems. The stabilized environment around us is sort of breaking up. So I don't know if that's a condition with you, if there's anything in your immediate environment that you would be able to connect to where there's a disruption, but maintaining the stability of your environment is going to go hand in hand with maintaining the stability of your health. So on that second note, is there anything that connects to you?
You know, I'm staying with family right now, and I have been since then, because what I was doing before that was traveling around a lot, and I want to be traveling around a lot, but I don't feel healthy enough to do it. I think there's still other things going on, possibly thyroid and just some other things keep popping up that I don't even know what they are, and no one seems to know. So I just don't know how stable I am to go back to that lifestyle, but I also, you know, don't want to be here forever.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and, you know, I do feel like the EMFs in general bother me a lot, and I think that I'm affected by that here in some way.
The what?
Like the electromagnetic frequencies.
Oh.
Like a lot of cell power.
I thought you said EMS. I was misheard you. And you were traveling, right? You were doing a lot of traveling when we first encountered you. You were like kind of doing. You weren't even. You didn't really even have a home per se. You were, like.
Yeah, And I haven't.
And...
Yeah, I didn't for a couple of years before I came here for the surgery.
So you're staying with your family, is that it?
Correct.
Okay, so in a way that's stabilizing, and in a way it isn't, because you're not maintaining your total existence is not about staying with your family.
Right.
And this is a temporary situation.
If I'm remembering correctly, like your family,
yeah,
in terms of your youth, it was a little bit unstable. Are you with your parents right now?
I'm with the good ones.
With what?
The good ones.
Oh, the good ones. Okay.
Like, yeah,
okay.
Like it's enjoyable. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, what's happening, though, is that that your unstable position traveling was actually your stable position. In other words, you were accustomed to not being stabilized in one position because you travel around because you were healthy enough or whatever to do it. Now what's happened is that due to ill health and other problematic situations regarding your body, you're seemingly in a stable environment, but it's not really stabilizing to your welfare in terms of how you normally conduct your life. Is that kind of right?
In a way. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's not to say that you're not in a stable, loving place, but it is to say that you're not there out of choice. You're there out of the necessity of recuperation and building yourself back up. So there is a state of insecurity and instability within you that amounts to you not being in the environment that you would be in were you stable and healthy. So, and then you're talking about electromagnetic fields and all kinds of things that might be going on, issues with your thyroid. See, these are things that I think what we're looking at, Eva, is that everything that's happening are just shakeups. Nothing is going to, I don't believe that on a psychic level, a psychic interpretation, that we're hitting into dark waters here.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'm picking up. What I think is that this is a stabilizing situation that's going to go on for about 8 months. I hope I'm wrong, but what was your intention of staying where you're at? How long were you wanting to stay there or needing to stay there?
I had planned to head out like January, February.
Okay. So
which is
August, September,
January.
Seven months of
this year. Like I'm months past that.
Oh, this year? Wait a
Correct.
Second. You were
oh,
planning
you're
to
a month
le-
past. Oh.
So you were yeah. planning to leave in January, February this year?
Correct.
So
that was an aggressive plan, and then I did have complications, so that I was also healing from the complications. I ended up back in the hospital twice, so that kind
yeah,
of
because you,
messed with all
you're not
that.
Ready to leave yet. You're not ready to leave yet, and in error, but not maybe in error, the months you chose, which Chris and I were calculating it being next year, would bring us to an 8 month period. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be there for 8 more months, but it does mean that in trying to perceive the energy field, if I was hearing those months and I was saying, well, about 8 months, I was correct to that extent. I just had the year wrong. But but again, then again, Eva, you tried to leave earlier and look what happened. So it's not time yet. Your body isn't really ready. You might leave before then, but your body isn't going to be ready for about 8 months. You're aggressive. You're assertive. You want to get on. I get that about you. But your body is saying, and maybe it's your current young age, let's put it that way, that your body is saying, wait, not yet. So you may have to consider that. Now, if you do decide to become more active and mobile before the 8 month period henceforth, then you need to take it easy. You need to take it easy. You have to do the treadmill walking thing and regulate your breathing on a conservative basis, not a you know, don't become Johnny Wisemiller here and jump, run. You have to do it very conservatively right now so that your body can accommodate and your heart rate can accommodate the speed at which you are going without accelerating. You don't want to accelerate yet, but you want to go at a steady flow of energy, progressive, but slow, steady. That's the main point.
Eva, what month did you have your surgery?
Last November.
Last November, so November of 2016?
Correct.
Yeah, that's her. That was, I mean, when she
that
turned 56. Right, and she turned 56 in October when she's on a multiple. So that's her.
Right.
That's her change. Not a great change, but maybe, you know, it's going to be better for your health.
But that was 8 months ago.
Right.
And so
and
that
that's
month,
the 8 months.
That was exactly 8 months ago. Now, remember,
which is the multiple she's on, 8 times 7. So that's interesting, too, because that 8 comes up again. Go ahead.
Now, remember, we cannot, nor do we give medical, we cannot give medical advice.
Right.
Well, we can. We would get sued, though.
So if your doctors tell you otherwise, follow your doctor's orders. We're giving you a psychic landscape. That's all you can rely on. You know, we aren't trying to be, we're not doctors. We are not doctors. We can't give medical advice. We're just giving
right.
you a psychic feel for things. You know, what you want to do is check it out with your medical doctors, anything that you'd want to share, but you don't say where it's coming from. You can just say, hey, is it good to do the treadmill at this pace? And if they say no, then follow their advice. But I'm only telling you the psychic energy, the astral energy of a read on the body. That's all.
Anything you wanted to say, Eva?
No, that's pretty good. Yeah. So we're at 8 months. I want to go soon.
I say that again. We're having a hard time hearing. What did you say?
I wonder why. Maybe it's where I'm sitting. We're at 8 months now. Post-surgery, like, it's almost like time to go.
Yeah, well, you're restless.
She's going to surgery? She's going to surgery?
No, she's saying she's ready. Are you saying you're kind of, like, ready to get moving?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, you've got to listen to your body. I think that's the message here. And you can't rush or you said you had a couple of setbacks already, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to risk...
Here's the psychic approach to this, Eva. Wait a little bit longer and follow your doctor's orders. If they say you're okay, but again, from a different viewpoint, non-medical, but psychic, but take it easy. Don't push yet. You've got to understand your body and your heart in a way that may be communicating to you that you're not listening to. Because God forbid, not that this would happen, and that we're not suggesting it, but God forbid you'd be walking and have a massive heart attack, you know, and that's it. And then what are your doctors going to say? Well, we didn't know what was going to happen. You got to be careful. That seems to be the darkest part of this reading, that you must be cautious. You must be cautious because your mind is racing ahead of your body. And your mind has already been wrong because you had some setbacks.
Yeah.
So you've got to be cautious. There's something going on in your body that hasn't caught up with your mind yet.
That's interesting. Cool.
Okay, Eva, hopefully that helps. And we really wish you good health and a speedy recovery.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your good wishes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep in touch. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. Okay, we've got a lot of people in the queue. So, gosh, a lot of people in the queue. 703 is next.
Oh, and I just got Valerie listening?
Yes.
Oh.
Hold on, 703. Go ahead, Neil.
Valerie, I just got a message that Ann would like that to be an upside down pun. Make sure Ann, very moist.
See, I told you the cooking was the most important aspect of that
validation.
Okay, 703, you're on there.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Who's this, please?
Right. My name's Andrea.
Andrea. Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
How's it going? I'm not too bad. The weather's killing my knee, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, is it hot? Where are you located?
In Virginia. So it's been raining, and the weather just, you know, I have arthritis in the left knee. So when it swells, I mean, it rains, it swells. And other than that, I'm okay.
Oh, but is it pretty hot there?
Yes. It's like, today's 80, but it's been like 107.
Oh, my. That's terrible.
Yeah.
We are not fans of the heat, Neil and I.
No, me neither.
Laurel and Hardy used to sing the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. I think it was Oliver Hardy who really sang it. He was really into that. I think he was from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
We're fascinated. Andrea, why are you calling?
Well, a few months ago, I tried out for the TV show. I actually tried it for America's Got Talent. So I'm just trying to see if you still see some things in line with me, or am I going to have to try out again?
Okay. Andrea, you emailed us that video.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But I think when you called the last time, we were saying kind of like, first, actually, let's get your birthday again, because I don't have that. I don't remember it.
11763. So I'm just still trying to, 11763. Yeah, I can't remember if I talked to you or not, but cause I usually am working during the day, so I don't have time.
Oh, yeah. No, you send it to us. She's 2810-1, 11763. Yeah, when we talked to you last, I think it was maybe 2 months ago, a month ago.
Okay.
Maybe I think
check
what,
up then. What you...
No, that's, and it's fine. You're calling back. I mean, no problem. But we like to kind of track, you know, who called us and generally I can remember what they last called about. So now I'm remembering you, and you sent the video. So we enjoyed that. Thank you.
Good.
I think in the last reading that the outcome in terms of our conversation was probably on that last audition, it wasn't going to be a casting successful. Plus, I mean, just on a logical level, Andrea, I mean, with an audition like that, they would have contacted you already. July.
I'm figuring.
July, when do you audition?
Yeah. The show's already airing now, but I mean, I've had, you know, some sort of sign. So maybe it's just a sign to keep on going.
Well, probably, because if they're already airing, I mean, certainly they've cast the show in its entirety. They wouldn't wait to call in someone unless they were going to need a replacement. But I think those things get filled up pretty quickly once they do the auditions. I don't think there's a lot of, you know, a professional situation where they're, you know, there's not a lot of lag time. They want to get the people on the show, and they have to, you know, go through. I'm sure there's a procedure that they need to go through to make sure everybody that is cast is going to be appropriate for the show, et cetera, et cetera. They probably do.
They're in the judges cut now. So the live ones start August. So maybe it's just going to have to start all over again, which is like November.
Remember we talked about other opportunities, maybe. More locally, too. Do you remember?
Yeah, kind of. Coming back to me now. Your birthday indicates that there is some comeback quality. You know, maybe it's not a comeback, but it's a progressive stance that you could take. So there could be lessons involved or something like that. But most noteworthy is the we're suggesting not to give up.
I've tried out 5 times. I'm not going to give up now.
She's saying she's not even thinking of that.
Oh, we're good.
We
support that. We support that. The only thing I can maybe offer in terms of some future link is the name Kyle. I'm getting the name Kyle regarding something coming up ahead.
Okay.
So, you know, look out for that name. We don't know exactly what door Kyle's going to come out of, but I'm getting a little bit of that name coming in. I'm trying to figure out if it gets any deeper, but I don't think on the show we're going to discover anything deeper than just the name. The name surfaced.
Did she say she? I was writing, so I wasn't listening. What did she say? Does she know a Kyle?
Well, I don't know.
Do you know a Kyle?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so
Kyle.
Maybe it's forthcoming in terms of this. You know,
it could be. It could be. Have you ever had a male teacher?
Not recently. No.
No, have
could
you ever?
Maybe a new producer. Oh, yeah, long, long time ago. I mean, I'm old now, so.
Okay. Well, don't worry about the time. We're not dealing with time as a subjective quality here. I'm just trying to get a feel for what might be coming up ahead. There's one other part of this puzzle. September might be a promising month for some enlightenment regarding your career. There may be a small indication that something is further encouraging you to go forward. So you'd have to look at September. That would be in the way of people speaking to you. That would have some kind of authority or power, or maybe something coming in that grants you some sense of well-being, like you get a job or you do a gig or something like that. There's something about September that is starting to resound in my ear. Do you have anything immediately connected to September as we speak?
No, not up right now, no.
Okay, well, then basically this reading is basically you're in the shadow of what we're saying.
Okay.
You're still in the shadow.
Okay.
You're not confirming anything we're saying, except the fact that you're encouraged that we're encouraging you. But being in shadow is okay. Being in shadow is okay. What you want to look for is, you know, you get through August, you want to start looking for indications of something arising in September. And you might want to listen for anyone. And no, I don't care how remote it is, the connection, the name Kyle.
Yeah, and connect it with us again when you hear that name. Write this down so you remember it. You know that.
Oh,
you
yeah, I'm going to go back. I saved the podcast. I must have forgot it. But it's interesting because the other day, excuse me, I said to the universe, I said, you know, am I still going to continue this journey? And then this car from California license plate just passed by my head. So that's the next place to go.
Oh, you're saying that, yeah, she's thinking that she saw a California license plate. So, she, you know, this shows located in California and so on and so forth.
Yep. So, you know, so I'm getting the signs. So. Something.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, sometimes signals like that can come in and you can read them properly. I was once riding my bike and I was asking God, where am I supposed to go next? And the license plate from Alaska drove by, but. You know.
Exactly. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes it's a sign, sometimes it's just pure coincidence.
Yeah, I think I got as far as I'm on shore.
I don't know. I think we'd like the climate in Alaska a lot better than
we like the climate, but I was going to ride
my
bike.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, Andrea, but we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Lena, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Happy birthday. I saw your
birthday last week. Yes, thank you. I know we had a little chat online.
Yeah, I love numerology.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you're an astrology lover, too. I mean, astrology definitely has its place. There's, you know, I was definitely a follower of astrology before I was. Well, numerology I mixed in, but I really never found a lot of depth in numerology until I met myself.
Yeah, I love them both. I love them both. I find them both very valuable.
So Lena, job search, what's going on? She's 3762.
Yeah, it's just been really frustrating. And the job situation in South Florida where I live, it's just, I think it's getting worse.
Hold on a sec, Lena, Lena, first there's like music in the background or something. And then second, it's really hard to hear.
Can you hear me now?
Is
it better now?
Yeah,
it's a bit better, yeah. Okay, so
yeah, I said this job situation is really bad in my area.
Yeah. And there was an interview that you, is there an interview that you went on that we're supposed to be following up on here? Anything in the works? It's just like there's like people are.
Are you on a merry-go-round?
Like no, on a crane. In
no,
a construction scene here.
No.
What kind of job are you looking for?
She's like in accounting, right?
Office. And administrative accounting, property management. I mean, I could fit in any of those areas.
And you're not finding anything, you're not finding any kind of job offerings anywhere.
No, I keep getting turned down. I've never seen anything like this. This is like, since this year has been really difficult, I noticed.
And you're not in a position to move right now, right?
Yeah, I can move. I just don't have, you know, anybody where I can go stay with. My family is not very helpful.
Lena, what's your living situation right now? Are you in an apartment?
I'm just living with a friend, like a roommate.
Oh, you're living
situation.
With a friend? How's that going?
Yeah, not good. I mean, I'm used to my own space, so I don't like living with people.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. I don't either.
Well, let me ask you something as a first start of a conversation. Are there construction? You do accounting. Can you do accounting? Can you do accounting for any kind of job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any kind of job.
Any
kind of business.
She applied for construction. You're not remembering.
Yeah, I do have construction background. I worked in construction accounting.
That's coming in for him as a fresh vibration, even though we've talked about it on the show. Like, he doesn't remember just because there's so many people we deal with. I remember. But you don't.
No, I don't remember. But I'm telling you, vibration-wise, I'm feeling construction. So
okay.
There's still something in.
Then you put me in a hole.
Hello? 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 I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear you. My goodness.